The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Terry Morin. The Hoosiers tied a school record with 23 wins last season, capped off by winning the WNIT championship, the first postseason title in program history. Indiana has three starters returning from that championship team, including a member of last year's Big Ten All-Freshman team in Jalen Penn. Coach, if you could, please give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Great. Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, and we're just excited about you know, being a part of a great conference and great players, great coaches. You know, we are growing into developing a new identity here at Indiana with the loss of two seniors, but really feel good about the pieces that we have. You know, it's just looking forward to, you know, a great Big Ten season with these guys and watching our team grow. They're more connected than they've ever been, and I said that earlier, and just really proud of the work we've done so far, and excited about, like I said, this group of young women.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
Your first question is from the line of Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. So much excitement last year from Jalen and Bindu. What can we expect this year? Who complements them, or have they just going to step up even more in terms of being go-tos offensively? Just kind of an overview of what we can look for, especially with those two in the lineup.
Hey, Vera, how are you? I hope things are going well down in the South. It's raining here in Bloomington today, but
we got sunshine.
You know, obviously we're looking forward to both Bindu and Jalen just to continue to get better. And, you know, they're both so talented, and that experience that they got last year was just a tremendous thing, especially, you know, late in the season with the six-game series with the NIT, and just watching them continue to improve and grow. And so certainly, you know, we expect more from them. But I think, you know, the supporting cast of now having Allie Patberg and Brenna Wise, you know, Kim Royster still obviously has a tremendous amount of experience on the low block for us. And then adding in you know, some of our newcomers and freshmen, Grace Berger, Alexa Guble from Latvia. You know, these freshmen that we have we've seen them do some really good things in practice. And, you know, we expect that Bindu and Jalen will have, you know, a lot of other pieces around them that will just take some of the pressure off of them, but just let them play freely. And you know, they're both very talented. So we don't want to, you know, we want to make sure that they play with some freedom and not a lot of stress. So I think I like the pieces we have around both of those young ladies.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Michelle Vopool with ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hi, Michelle.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about just the enthusiasm that we saw with your program last year, and obviously that last game and how exciting that that was. Building off of that, we've seen in the past in a lot of different conferences that teams have used success in the WNIT, not just to help their program, but to energize their community about their women's basketball program. And I wonder if you could just talk about what sort of stepping stone that is, both from an enthusiasm standpoint and a program confidence standpoint.
Oh, great question. Well, there was no doubt that, you know, on that afternoon, that Saturday afternoon in March, that the 13 and those seven fans that came out, you know, I'm from Southern Indiana and been to a lot of games in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Never imagined when I was sitting there that I would look up and see actual fans in the rafters. It was, you know, just an experience that I don't think any of us will forget. But, you know, I've gotten that question a lot. How do I think that the NIT is going to benefit our program? And I've said this, you know, obviously with those freshmen, it gave them great experience. But I think what we've seen is that our season ticket sales have increased. You know, we have hopefully more fans that are going to come out and they're going to watch us play. You know, part of our responsibility of being a women's basketball coach, I feel like, is to grow our game. And, you know, what that experience has helped us do, I think, is simply that, is just get more fans to come out and want to be a part of not just what we're doing, but watch women's basketball at a high level and walk away. And some of those fans, you know, I'd never watched women's basketball. So, yeah, I think it was a great experience and it kind of an education, you know, for those guys that had never watched women's basketball to walk away and just think about and feel the energy that was in the building on that very day and walk away with a different perspective that they may have now for women's basketball.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Christy Winterscott with the Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach. First of all, congratulations on a great run last season with the WNIT. But like you said, you want some of that to carry over. With the freshmen that you have, in terms of having them meet the standards of that kind of level of success, what has been your biggest challenge in that regard with them?
Hi, Christy. You know, I think one of the benefits from having you know two young ladies like you know Tyra and Cahill, their leadership and how they just approach their work every day. Of course, that led to Bindu and Jalen and you know some of our other freshmen, Kiana and Lindsay Marchese, understanding what it was going to take, the work in practice, what it was going to take in order to. You know, have some success. And, yeah, I think the biggest takeaway from, you know, with our freshmen now, with the Grace Burgers, you know, is that they have no idea, right, how much work it does take. And, you know, we have a great standard in our program. There's high expectations. I think the biggest transition for those freshmen is the pace, is the physicality, is that, you know, you can't take one possession off, and you can't rest on one possession. And so right now our freshmen, I think, are kind of going through that. They've gotten much better. But early on, I think the biggest struggle was for them was understanding that at this level there's a tremendous amount of work that has to be done. But the idea of like I said, every rep matters. And they found that out quickly. And they've improved, but they you know we certainly still have some work to do with those guys.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Shelley Teal with the Big Ten Network. Ms. Teal, your line is open.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I was just curious about
Shelly. Are you okay? Are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
No, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, I apologize. I was on mute. My bad. I just wanted to know in terms of you kind of talked about it a little bit, but you know, there were games, most of your games, where you know you could literally look at Tyra and it was like you two didn't even have to say anything to each other, and she just knew what you needed to do. How do you replace that? How do you move forward from that with this new team?
Well, I don't know that you can replace that. You know, I think Tyra, just the time that we had spent together, obviously, you know, by the time she became a senior and even in her junior season, you know, I think. But there were times where I just let Tyra be Tyra. You know, I feel that way the same. That's how I look at Allie Patberg. You know, Allie Patberg is very talented. You know, she's going to have an opportunity to play with some freedom. You know, one of the benefits of Allie being on our bench last year and being in practice is that, you know, she had, you know, the experience or just the opportunity to see how Tyra and I work together and how we communicated. And I think that's going to go a long way for AP. But, now, certainly, I want all of our kids to play with freedom, but especially those point guards. You know, I don't want to ever, you know, keep them from being able to just go out and be who they are. And I've been fortunate here having a great point guard like Tyra that's just talented by herself, you know, on her own. And Allie Patberg's very similar to that. You know, she's a little bit bigger than Tyra. She can score in different ways. And so I think as the season goes on and Allie continues to be here in our program, she and I will, you know, we'll have that rapport. I'm really excited about what Allie's going to provide for us. She's going to be hard. We're not going to be able to replace Tyron. We're not going to be able to replace Cahill. And I hope that our fans don't, you know, and those that watch us don't compare those, you know, two positions. Allie Papberg and Brenna Wise are completely different from Cahill and Tyra Buss. But they are talented in their own right. And I'm excited about what the two of them are going to provide for our team.
Great. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Okay, thank you.